Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. More Trump indictments coming. GDP up, California tax revenues down, and old versus new D.C. leadership. It's coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Trump indictment latest. A new one coming about the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Special counsel Jack Smith has added a new charge. The new indictment alleges that Donald Trump had a 24-minute phone call with an employee, Carlos De Oliveira. 2 days later, Carlos went to the security guard booth where surveillance video is displayed on monitors, walked with a flashlight through the tunnel where the storage room was located, and observed and pointed out surveillance cameras. After that, he went to a small room called the audio closet and talked to someone about deleting security camera footage because, quote, the boss wanted the server deleted. De Oliveira is charged with lying to federal investigators as well. The GDP grew last quarter 2.4%, beating the expectations of 2% growth. But we're still in this territory where good news is bad news, where a growing economy, good, means more inflation, bad, which means more Federal Reserve interest rates hikes possibly coming. The stock market finally had a day where it lost some value, broke the winning streak of 13 days of gains. People are moving out of California. We all know that. No state has experienced a larger loss of tax income, tax revenue, than California. The state has lost $340 million in tax revenue because of people and mostly rich people moving out, and it's only getting worse. After COVID, the rich, especially in Silicon Valley, realized they don't have to live in California, at least not for more than half the year. Florida saw an increase of $12.4 billion in tax revenue in the same year. Dianne Feinstein was at a Senate hearing, and she was called to vote and say aye. She instead started to give a whole speech, and she had to awkwardly be told, just say aye. She's 90. This right after Mitch McConnell had an episode freezing at the podium just yesterday. He's 81. What are we doing with these octogenarians? But here's the next generation of leadership. Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina was at a prayer breakfast. She went to the podium and said, I woke up this morning at 7, was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast. As Steve D said, this party can't even pander properly anymore. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Culture war skirmishes have broken out in the state of Florida and in the country music world. Let us begin in the land of sunshine. Florida education officials want public school students to learn about how the despicable institution of slavery actually provided a positive to blacks. The development of various skills, say the state, should be studied. This is moronic. Like blacks would not have developed skills if they were free? Come on. You don't bother pointing out so-called benefits in a horrific situation like slavery. That's like saying Native Americans were lucky they were forced onto reservations because they could learn to cook bacon. So what? History should be taught focusing on what is important, not meaningless sideshow stuff. Predictably, the race hustlers, led by Vice President Harris, went wild attacking Florida. Why give these people hammers? The other cultural battle involved singer Jason Aldean, who recorded a song saying, small town values and attitudes are different than those in the big cities. Jason puts forth that rural folks will not put up with degrading behavior as many urban areas do. Of course, that is true. But the progressive left doesn't want that opinion expressed, so Aldean is now deemed a racist because that's what the far left loons always do. And the country music establishment, sadly, has largely turned its back on Aldean. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. David, concierge member. Bill, you keep saying Biden is done, but frankly, I don't believe it. I don't think he'll ever be done unless a major health calamity befalls him. Well, you might be right. Maybe he'll skate. Caroline, concierge member. Merrick Garland is not causing trouble because Trump did something he didn't like. Garland hates Trump because he wasn't appointed to the Supreme Court by Trump. No. Trump had nothing to do with Merrick Garland. That was Mitch McConnell that blocked his nomination. And a Republican was never going to nominate a guy like Merrick Garland. Garland is taking orders from the Biden White House. That's what he's taking. Nothing to do with the Supreme Court thing. Mark Allen, Scarsdale, New York. Why haven't Jordan Comer et al. Called Obama before their congressional committees to ask what he knew about the Biden family? Because you couldn't do that. He'd say executive privilege and you never get him there. Presidents have power even after they leave office. James, could Congress take all funding away from the DOJ, FBI, and IRS until this is resolved? Yeah. Congress would cut the funding. Sure. They had the power to do it. Linda Burgess, Cedar Edge, Colorado. What is in it for a lawyer to pay Hunter's tax bill and legal costs? I can't speculate. All I can do is report. Hedwig Gouger, Dearborn, Michigan. Who's running the country? Well, I understand how strongly each side opposes the other. I'd like to know who is running the country. Well, as you know, I think Hedwig, you followed it as closely, Susan Rice and Ron Klain, the two who were running the Biden White House the first 2 years, are gone. They've been replaced by acolytes, by assistants. But those assistants are really tamped down. I don't even know who they are. I'm trying to find out. Jill Biden has the most power. Jill, the wife, is the most power in the White House right now. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The Southwest United States is currently experiencing one of the worst heat waves in history. Hardest hit Phoenix, Arizona. Temperatures there have exceeded 110 degrees for 14 consecutive days. While Americans turn to swimming pools and air conditioners to cool off, the region's Native Americans deploy the same techniques they used for thousands of years. Here's how Indians survived scorching temperatures before the invention of electricity. The Apache used caves Living underground reduces the temperature by 30 degrees in some places. If caves were not an option, Apache built thick clay dwellings against the sides of mountains. They were constructed on the south slope of the mountain to avoid the sun's hottest rays. The Navajo lived in circular homes with high ceilings, big windows. The airflow reduced temperatures to 85 degrees during the summer. The structures also retain heat in the cold desert nights. Tribes in Southern California changed their daily schedules. Men became nocturnal, sleeping during the day, working at night. Others simply moved. The Pueblo and Hopi Indians relocated to higher elevations to cool down. Some mountains in the southwest can reach 12,000 feet. Even during a heat wave, temperatures at the top of the mountain can drop to the mid-30s after sundown. And here's something else you might not know. The hottest place on Earth can be found here in the USA, Death Valley, California. The area was once inhabited by the Shoshone Indians, and temperatures in the main city of Furnace Creek can reach 126 degrees. And it did last week. Despite the town's population of just 24, they host an annual golf tournament each summer called the Heat Stroke Open. Could be the hottest sporting event in the world. Sorry. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.